afternoon, sir, and welcome to the Universe Hotel Trinidad. Do you have a reservation?
Yes. My name's Harry Carter.
Ah, yes, you're very welcome, Mr. Carter.
Thank you.
How long are you staying with us, Mr. Carter? Oh, perhaps you don't know yet.
Two or three days, I think.
Can I have your passport, please?
Oh, yes. Certainly. Here you are.
Watch your heart, Mr. Carter. You're in the Caribbean now, not in Washington. You don't need all those clothes here.
Oh. No, I see.
Here's your passport, Mr. Carter. Your room number's 2924. George, will you take Mr. Carter's luggage to his room?
All right. Come with me, sir.
Can I have the key, please?
It's in the door of your room. Have a very pleasant stay in Trinidad, Mr. Carter.
Yes, thank you. Come in.
Hi there, man. Welcome to Trinidad. I'm Detective Clyde Williams. What can I do for you, Mr. Carter? Do you like Caribbean food? Do you like surfing? Do you like girls? I know a little place where...
I'm not here on vacation, Mr. Williams. I have a very important job to do.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Well, what's it all about then? I'm listening.
Somewhere in Trinidad, Mr. Williams, there's a man who...
Yes?
Wait a moment. Did you hear that?
What?
I thought so. Look, that's Hugo Peters. Listen, Mr. Williams, do you have a car?
Yes, it's outside the hotel. Why? Who's Hugo Peters? What's going on?
I'll tell you later. Come on. There's no time. Let's go.
Look, what's happening? Where are we going? Will you please tell me?
In a moment, Mr. Williams, but why are we going so slowly?
Take it easy, man. I'm driving, okay? I know this road and you can't drive quickly here. But what are you looking for?
That's what I'm looking for. That big car up there.
So a policeman stopped you at the airport, Peters?
Yes, sir, but he didn't find anything.
And the policeman listened to your telephone?
Yes, I think so.
And what did you do, Peters?
Well, sir, I didn't do anything, actually.
You're an idiot, Peters. What shall we do with Peters, Basil?
Let's give him to the fish, sir.
Very good. Yes, the fish are always hungry.
No, please, sir. Don't do that. I didn't know. I didn't think.
That's right, Peters. You didn't think. Very well, then. We won't give you to the fish, for now. I'm a kind man. I have a big heart. I'm thinking, why not to be kind to the police, too? Why not give them a little something? What about Roger Temple?
What do you mean, sir?
Why don't you give the police some information about Roger Temple? Then they'll get him and put him away and leave us alone.
What a good idea, sir.
Yes, it is a good idea, isn't it? What is it, Basil? What's going on?
There's a car behind us, sir. I think it's a police car.
A police car? You know what to do, don't you, Basil?
Yes, sir.
Come on! Hurry up, Mr. Williams! We're nearly...
Look out!
Sorry about the car.
That's all right, man. It wasn't mine. But what about you? Are you all right?
No, I'm not. Get me to a hospital quickly.
Engine, please. Dr. Peter,
how
are you locating?
Can I go home to Washington now?
Oh, no. Not yet, Mr. Carter. But you're doing very well. You'll be out of here in a couple of weeks.